This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Central Security Committee decides to step up surveillance in border areas and airports following eruption of conflict between India and Pakistan. 10th National Journalism Day marked, celebrating various programs. President Ramchandra Portal says democracy is incomplete without free, impartial and independent journalism. MPs draw government's attention to issues including job creation, good governance and corruption control in House of Representatives meeting. And UN chief calls for military restraint from India, Pakistan. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the Central Security Committee has convened today in chairmanship of Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak. The meeting dwelt on recent development following the eruption of conflict between India and Pakistan and the potential impacts of the situation to Nepal and matters related to internal security. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the meeting decided to scale up surveillance in the sensitive areas such as Nepal-India border areas and airports. Home Ministry spokesperson Ramchandra Tiwari said issues such as additional preparations for strengthening internal security, coordination and information exchange among the security agencies, among other top topics, also figured in the meeting. MPs have drawn government's attention to issues including job creation, good governance and corruption control in House of Representatives meeting. MPs of various political parties today aired their views on the policies and programs recently presented by President Ramchandra Portal for the upcoming fiscal year. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's whip Bina Lama underlined transparency and inclusiveness in governance and viewed that the government should prioritize sustainable development, economic reform, social security, corruption control and maintaining peace and order. Meanwhile, CPN Unified Socialist Krishna Kumar Shrestha bemoaned that the policies and programs had overlooked Madhesi people. Janata Samajwadi Party's Birendra Prasad Mahato called for formation of a separate budget formulation committee to deliberate and practice budget allocation for infrastructure development sector. The 10th National Journalism Day has been marked by celebrating various programs. National Journalism Day is celebrated on the 24th of Nepali month Vaisakh on the occasion of the publication of Gorkha Patra. The day is being celebrated on 24th of Baisakh after the government recognized the celebration of Journalism Day nationally in 2073 Bikram Sambat. Gorkha Patra has been published weekly from 24th of Baisakh in 1958 Bikram Sambat. Speaking at the Senior Journalist Honours and National Journalism Awards ceremony organized by the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology on the occasion of National Journalism Day, President Ramchandra Portal described journalism as a powerful force for change and a key pillar in nation building. President Portal emphasized that democracy is incomplete without free, impartial and independent journalism, highlighting the crucial role the Nepali media has played in the country's political, social and cultural transformations. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said Gorkha Patra Delhi is now free to report independently and without government interference, contrasting its present state with its constrained past under the Rana and monarchical regimes. Addressing a program organized today by the Gorkha Patra Corporation on the occasion of the 125th anniversary of the publication of Gorkha Patra Vernacular National Delhi, Prime Minister Oli has said Gorkha Patra Delhi is now free to report independently and without government interference. On the same occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has emphasized the need to transform Gorkhapatra Corporation into a public service print PSP model to keep pace with changing times and ensure its relevance in a democratic and federal governance system. The communication minister said the current traditional framework must be amended. He stressed the importance of shifting towards people-centric content in the present democratic era. The 34th Annual Report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has been discussed in a meeting of the Federalism, Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly. Responding to questions raised by the committee members in the meeting today, the Commission's Chief Commissioner Prem Kumar Rai said that the Commission has not protected corrupt individuals on the basis of parties, individuals and identities. Chief Commissioner Rai also said that the Commission is clear that those who commit any kind of irregularities against the country and the people should not be sheltered. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal Rashtra Bank NRB has submitted its pre-budget review report for the fiscal year 2082-83 Bikram Sambat to the Ministry of Finance. NRB Acting Governor Dr. Neelam Dhungana Timsina presented the report to Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel today. According to the Finance Minister's Secretariat, Finance Minister Paudel said that the NRB's report would contribute significantly in the preparation of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday called for military restraint from India and Pakistan. The Xinhua news agency cited the UN chief spokesperson as saying he expressed deep concern over Indian military operations across the line of control and the international border with Pakistan. On Monday, the Secretary General warned that the tensions between the two South Asian neighbors had reached the highest in years. He offered his good offices to both governments to help diffuse tensions and promote diplomacy, stressing that a military solution is no solution. Tensions between India and Pakistan have escalated following a deadly attack on tourists in Pahalgam in the Indian-controlled Kashmir on the 22nd of April. A ceasefire deal between Yemen's Houthis and the United States does not include any operations against Israel, the group's chief negotiator has announced. Al Jazeera cited Mohammed Abdul Salam on Wednesday as saying attacking Israel was not included in any way, shape or form in the agreement mediated by Oman. The announcement of the deal came hours after Israeli warplanes targeted Yemen's Sana'a airport. The deal was announced a day earlier by US President Donald Trump, who said attacks on Yemen against the Houthis would stop, effective immediately after the group agreed to stop targeting vessels in the Red Sea. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Sudhur Paschim province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Sudhur Paschim province along with the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Security Committee decides to step up surveillance in border areas and airports following eruption of conflict between India and Pakistan. 10th National Journalism Day marked celebrating various programs. President Ramchandra Portal says democracy is incomplete without free, impartial and independent journalism. MPs draw government's attention to issues including job creation, good governance and corruption control in House of Representatives meeting. And UN chief calls for military restraint from India-Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.